You know, it's game three. Both teams made a lot of adjustments. You know, we felt like we did a good job of slowing them down, but we felt like our offense execution wasn't good at all. So got to give them some credit. They did a good job, and we just got to do a better job, I think, of being more patient offensively and getting better shots, getting better movement. They really tried to take the paint away. You know, anytime I was penetrating, it didn't matter. They were going to collapse. And, you know, early I was trying to get the ball out. I think late I was trying to maybe force it a little too much. But, you know, they were collapsing, everybody, you know, Scola, Brooks, and they were setting up to take charges. So, you know, next game I got to, you know, look to get my teammates involved a little bit more.
Did our test and Betty do anything differently than they did the last game?
I think they you know, even when I was going on screen and rolls, they did a good job of trying to stay with me. Last game they maybe tailed off a little bit and switched. But tonight, it didn't matter where the screen came. They tried to stay with me and force me into Yao. But again, you know, the other guys did a good job of clogging the paint.
The look on your face on that last foul, did you know then, what I mean, going into it, did you try to do intentionally there?
I forgot I had five fouls, and you know, I was just trying to stop play because, you know, I was trying to give us a chance to go down and score. And, you know, and I was reaching in there. I wasn't even thinking. I was just trying to stop the play. And as soon as I fouled, I, you know, I remember I had six. So I was a little disappointed. But we came down and made some shots after that. So, I mean, the guys did a good job of executing those last couple plays. It's just a little bit too late.
So what will you change next game?
I'll go back and watch some film and see how they were maybe clogging the paint. And pretty much just go from there. It's one of those things where we just got to go back and watch film. And I think offensively, just be more patient and instead of getting in that pain, forcing it.
Brandon, given the way you guys fought back, how disappointing is not quite being able to get it done when you almost got there?
You know, a loss is a loss. We felt like we got going late, and that seems to be the problem every time we come in this building. We allow them to build leads, and then we try to fight back. So our thing on Sunday is going to be try to stay in this game, you know, try to build a lead ourselves instead of trying to fight back late. So we got to be much, much more aggressive early, and we got to just execute our offense a lot better.
Do you feel now that based on what you guys were able to do that you can win here?
Yeah, we felt coming in we could win, but you got to play well. And I felt like we're putting together maybe one half. You got to play four quarters really well to beat this team in their building. I mean, they execute pretty well. They are a really good defensive team. And, you know, the only way we're going to beat them is if we execute for four quarters.
Well, you guys gave Yao a hard time to get the ball. So this, but it's surprise, you know, Luis just jump up to get the highest score.
You know, we kind of helped off him a little bit tonight. He did a good job of knocking down the shot. That was what we were planning on giving up. I mean, he made some big ones, especially late down the stretch. I think when we felt we had a stop, he made a big shot. So, you know, it's just one of those games where he came in ready. And, you know, our goal was to try to take Yao out the game. But the other guys on their team stepped up.